City Clerk Linda Tyer came out swinging during her opening statement, saying Mayor Dan Bianchi has difficulty embracing new ideas.
During Mayor Bianchi's tenure, the city's budget has increased by $18 million. And taxes have gone up by more than twice the rate of inflation. In my opinion, wasteful spending and wrong priorities have been a hallmark of his administration.
Tyer's shock came after a debate earlier this month during which Bianchi questioned how she intended to pay for policies she is pushing. In defending his back-to-back two-year terms, Bianchi cited a laundry list of initiatives.
We have a pavement management program which has worked on 57 streets here in the city of Pittsfield. More work has been done in the last 2 years than in the last two administrations. We have a multi-year teacher's contract, a three-year contract that eliminates the work-to-rule pain that teachers, parents, and students had to put up with. We will be breaking ground on a 21st century New Taconic High School.
The candidates were asked why development at the William Stanley Business Park, part of General Electric's legacy in the city, has been slow. Bianchi pointed out the restrictions that come with cleaning a brownfield site. As a board member of the Pittsfield Economic Development Authority, which is tasked with developing the site, Bianchi stuck by his opposition to a big box store opening at the business park. He says the Berkshire Innovation Center, expected to break ground this year, is the right move.
I want to have opportunities for the young kids that are going through the Conti School, the Morningside School. I want them to have opportunities not to stock shelves, but to be the scientists and engineers of the future working in those companies.
Tyer says the city needs to rethink the volunteer PETA board and consider hiring experienced commercial developers. She also says the mayor shouldn't be on the board.
But the concern that I have about this is that the Innovation Center isn't creating any new jobs at the Berkshire Innovation Center, and there's no new tax revenue being generated by the Berkshire Innovation Center. And it is going to be located on the PETA property, which has been our prime location for any sort of new business that we hope to create here in the city of Pittsfield. We want the William Stanley Business Park to be a job-creating, revenue-generating property.
Crime has been a consistent topic throughout the mayoral campaign, with two deadly summer shootings grabbing headlines locally. Tyer says the city should increase its police force, create a traffic bureau, and review the structure of an anti-gang unit. She also questioned the crime analyst position that Bianchi has touted.
Seems like it isn't exactly working because we continue to have violence and shootings and death and young men and women at high risk. So how is the crime analyst being effective in targeting these most high-risk neighborhoods?
Bianchi says the analyst has helped direct more patrols to hotspots in the Morningside and Westside neighborhoods. The mayor insists social efforts like the Community Connection Program are the answers for crime.
The Community Connection Program is the best model. We cannot arrest our way out of a societal issue. And when you have young men who are going down the wrong path, you have to change that path. You have to give them options.
Asked about transparency, Tyer said Bianchi is reluctant to work with the city council, citing a health insurance change for city employees largely done behind closed doors.
So let's say, for example, I begin to take serious strides in an initiative to hire more police officers. I would include the chair of the Public Health and Safety Subcommittee to be a part of those conversations from the beginning and part of the strategy and planning so that the members of the City Council would be represented, and by the way, the people of Pittsfield also represented when their councilor is there.
Bianchi says the negotiations involved union representatives of city employees, since that is how the process is set up. He says the health insurance change saved the city $2.2 million. He added that he meets regularly with the city council president and vice president.
You know, I was elected to get things done. I wasn't elected to have my shoelaces tied by certain city councilors who just as soon paved the way for another candidate.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.